Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you surprised at all that Cam Newton's a starter this quickly?
Yeah, I don't think I'm surprised. Listen, PJ Walker, great guy, right? Lot of moxie. Played for Matt Rhule at Temple. I'm coming up with as many nice things as I can say about a guy who probably shouldn't be a backup quarterback in the NFL. They knew, you know, I kind of called this. I was right sports guy because that guy sucks. But allow me to tell you how I was right. My biggest concern with the Sam Darnold acquisition was that there was such a big chance that you got into the season, eight games into the season, and you realized that guy sucked. And if you went down that road and you didn't have somebody to pivot to, then essentially you will have thrown away a season. And that's precisely where the Panthers were after the New England loss. Sam was hurt, and Sam sucked, and they were facing at least four games with P.J. Walker as the starter. And I think they knew they had to do something, and that something was Cam Newton. And I think they realized every second that they sent P.J. Walker out there as the starter was an opportunity for the other team to beat you because he's just not any good.
So I'm glad you said that, because in the first hour, we actually took calls on the fact that I feel better about the matchup with Cam Newton having been named starter. And that's not to say that I know a ton about P.J. Walker. I've gone back. I've watched him come in for Darnold and play the little bit that he has. I thought he should have thrown at least two, maybe three picks last week. Everything you said is fine. I don't think Cam Newton's any good. And he just is not good and hasn't been there for more than a week. What am I missing?
I think the benefit with Cam is if he's, you can limit in a one game setting like this, you can limit some of the limitations that we've seen from him as a passer since the last shoulder injury. And the benefit is, like with PJ has some real limitations the same way as Cam as a passer, just naturally. The difference is Cam can still lay down the hammer on the run side of things. So I don't know this is a game that Cam Newton's going to go out there and throw for 350 yards and all that kind of stuff, but his ability in the power passing game and what he can do in RPOs, I just think that gives you more of a chance to win than PJ Walker, who's more of a drop back, stay in the pocket quarterback, and has, I think, every bit of limitations from an arm perspective. He actually has a weaker arm than Cam does to go along with the inconsistency and inaccuracy.
Charlotte's Nick Wilson with us here on Grant and Danny. Let's go to the other side of the football here, Nick. That defense is nasty. I can't. By the way, you could do I Was Right Sports Talk guy if you said to sign Haason Reddick. I had no idea why nobody seemed to want that guy. He's going to be one of the league leaders in sacks.
Are you doing I Was Right Sports Guy right now?
He may as well have been talking about me. He knows that.
Danny loves doing that bit, by the way.
I just want to know who's right and who's wrong at all times, Nick.
And there's a scoreboard. And if you don't remind people that you were right,
there you go.
Then no one will remember. It's that simple. It's Sports Talk 101.
I'm just here as a public service. You're right. I'm doing a nice thing for everybody. But Reddick is great. Brian Burns is a stud. Jeremy Chinn was on the short list last year for Defensive Rookie of the Year. Got beat up by Chase Young, and he's got like, you know, 1.5 fewer sacks than Chase Young's going to have this season. But that's a pretty good defense over there. I think they can wreak havoc on this offense.
This defense reminds me of the 49ers defense the year before they went to the Super Bowl. where now they're a little bit better at, out of the gates. That team kind of, that defense came on late, but like you see everything you need to be. I mean, they statistically are a top 10 defense, but when I say, I'm talking about across the board, like they have everything you need with the depth, the versatility, what they have up front, a couple guys who can be shut down corners. I mean, they've been really great the last couple weeks, and they've been missing J.C. Horn, who is the number 8 pick in the draft this last year and was phenomenal to start his NFL career for the first couple games. So this defense, and you mentioned the name Hassan Reddick. I knew Hassan was better than people said he was coming out of Arizona because he had never really been played where he's supposed to be played off the edge. But I didn't know, like, he's been the most consistent Panthers defender this year, and he has been more consistent and better as an edge rusher is Brian Burns, which saying that says a lot because people here in town love them some Brian Burns just about as much as anybody can love, you know, 24-year-old potentially best edge rusher in the division kind of player.
WFNZ in Charlotte's Nick Wilson with us on Grant and Danny at Nick Wilson says on Twitter, if you want to follow him leading up to the game, find out about this Panthers team. Number 2 defense in the league statistically, yards per game, and the metric I like better, yards per play. They're the number 1 pass defense in the league, number 2 passing yards per play, and they're pretty good top half of the league against the run. Where can they be had? If I'm Scott Turner and I'm trying to design a plan, are they susceptible somewhere? Is there anything they do badly?
They are. And they, you know, for them, it's more about the style of play that they struggle with. The number 1 thing they've struggled with is a big physical offense. So you look at Dallas, you look at the physicality in the trenches for them, you look at Zeke Elliott being able to really do some damage. He really gave them fits, and the game fell apart in the second half. Minnesota, with Dalvin Cook back in that game, and Alexander Mattison, those big physical backs, and more importantly, teams that like to punch you in the face with 350-pound offensive linemen, those teams give them fits because while they are a very fast defense and they are physical considering their size, they're still a somewhat undersized. You look at Brian Burns and Hassan Reddick. They're 240, 250-pound edge players, right? You look at their linebackers. Shaq Thompson's probably 230 if we're being fair. The cornerbacks have gotten bigger, but Dante Jackson has been their best corner this year. He kind of, his physical profile is more of a nickel corner, even though he's playing across from Stephon Gilmore, who's a big old beast. So that kind of punch you in the mouth football, that throwback slobber knocker football, that is something that has at points really hurt their defense this year.
So the ex-girlfriend's coming back into town, or the ex-fiance, really. Maybe it's even an ex-wife, however deep you want to go with it, with Ron Rivera and, like, his entire Carolina staff for a decade, all taking the bus down to Becktown there to play you guys. What's the feeling generally on Rivera? What's the feeling about Matt Rhule now? Grant and I are both Matt Rhule guys. Just kind of give me a state of the union there, Nick.
I cannot believe you guys have not mentioned the Taylor Heinicke revenge game. I mean, I thought I was coming on with the creme de la creme of Washington Sports Talk Radio. It's been just a wild week. If Cam hadn't done what he did on Sunday with the 2 touchdowns against Arizona and the big win, I think the Ron storyline would have been a lot bigger. Because the reality is, there's still a lot of people in this town. My partner's one of them. God bless him. Every time, you know, I've drawn corollaries between Washington and their quarterback situation and how they've handled it. I don't think it's very good, by the way. Sorry. And the corollaries to how Carolina has handled bringing in some of the slap asses they brought in the last 2 years. And every time we talk about Matt Rhule, it's, well, he's not Ron Rivera yet. He hasn't proven what Ron Rivera has proven. So even though Matt Rhule won last year, even though I think a lot of Panthers fans expect to win this year against Washington, I think there's still a lot of love for Ron Rivera in this town and a lot of people who wish that he would still be the head coach here. I can't say the same thing about Marty Herney, God bless Herndog Millionaire. Hashtag me so Herny. But yeah, most of the people that you guys have that used to be in Carolina, Panthers fans and Panther Nation, if you will, miss.
Well, I am going to steal Miso Herny.
Miso Herny is a 10.
That's going to be mine for a long, long time to come. And you will get no credit. I hope you're okay with that.
This is radio. There is no scoreboard unless I come onto your show every week and say, sir, that was mine.
Right. Well, we'll invite you back. You can do it next time. I would trade you some pieces back, but I don't think we get to play that game. By the way, this is the David Mayo revenge game, not the Taylor Heinicke revenge game. We could actually do this 31 different ways because there are 31 people coming back home.
Is it a Ryan Vermillion revenge game? No one knows.
It's not because he got raided by the DEA and he's no longer part of the
training. Where is he right now? No one knows.
We're not sure where he's at. Thank you for that headache, though, Nicholas. All right. Well, go ahead. Sorry.
I just want to let you know, I've got plenty of crooked doctors down here left to send you. If you want. That was one of about 100 down here.
I want to know about the playoff push. You guys are 5-5, and we know all about making the playoffs when it's just because of an indictment of everyone else, not an endorsement of yourself. That happened here last year. You guys had one of those under Rivera, too, I think, when you were like a 7-win playoff team. But because the NFC playoff picture is so befuddling, at this moment, you guys could be the last team in the NFC. Is that a big part of the conversation? Like, are we zeroing in on a playoff run here? What is the idea?
The segment that will win me the Marconi Award this year, I did earlier this week, which is, which P word are the Panthers closer to, playoff or panic? Feel free to use that one as well, alongside hashtag me so Herny.
Thank you.
That's what this week is about. They've got to win this game because I just don't know anyone's buying into this Panthers team. They're buying into the defense. The problem has been the offense has been downright offensive. They've been awful, and they have been, I mean, I cannot accurately illustrate enough how awful Sam Darnold was. Sam Darnold was literally single-handedly hamstringing this team from being able to win despite good or better performances from the defense week in and week out. So I think the Arizona win, it washed out the bad loss from New England out of your mouth. That happened at Bank of America Stadium. You got the big Cam moment. But this week really feels like a proof of concept. Washington has a worse record than you. I think most people in Carolina feel that they're the better team. And now you've got the face of the franchise back under center, a guy who, even if he's bad, I don't know anybody can be as bad as Sam Darnold. And so, yeah, if they win this game, we're going to be talking about the good P word all week long. If they lose this game and Ron Rivera gets his revenge, as does Taylor Heinicke and Ryan Vermillion and David Mayo, then all of a sudden we're going to be right back in the panic seat with 6 games to go.
Nick, you're the best, buddy. Always appreciate the time, man. Have a great weekend.
Anytime, gentlemen. Thanks so much.
See you, pal.
Nick Wilson says on Twitter,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.